Very much for the very warm words of welcome. It is a joy to be with you here tonight in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. And it's a lovely evening, so I hope the good weather has lifted your spirits as well, and that you're coming with a happy heart. There's a lot of people seem to be in fear, but I trust you're not here tonight in fear, but you have a song in your heart and you're rejoicing in the Lord. And just seeking to live for Him and for His glory. It's just great to be getting out and about again to do the deputations. It's been a very difficult time with all these lockdowns. So it's just a real joy to be able to come and tell you about the work and what the Lord's doing and has been doing. I want to just remind you of these little prayer cards. We've left them just out in the foyer there. So can I encourage you to take a prayer card and just to maybe pin it up in your fridge, if it's anything like our house or my mum's. There's plenty of these on the fridge, and some of them, the missionaries are home, and some of them they're ministers now, and some of them they're in a different church, but the prayer card's still there. And there's a little booklet as well we've got printed, which gives you a fresh update on the work as well, and I would encourage you to take that little booklet, and contact details are on the back of it, details of our website as well. There's a lot of good information there if you want to go on the new website. And even you can go into the website and you can see some of the children that still require a sponsor, for example. We have rescued a couple of little babies recently to the baby unit. So if you want to go there, you could see how you could possibly consider sponsoring a child if the Lord laid that on your heart. It's £30 for half sponsorship. So that's basically £1 a day if you take it over a month. And then £60 for full sponsorship. And that money will enable us to take care of that little child. Can you turn, please, in God's Word? As our brother said, I would like just to begin where I believe we ought to begin. And that is in the Word of God. And if you can turn to, I'm sure it's a familiar passage to you, but turn, please, to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're thinking just briefly now, before we bring the presentation, we're thinking about prayer. And truly, I believe we're certainly living in a day and an age when there's a very great need for God's people to be in prayer. And I trust that God will even lay that much upon our hearts at this time. Our brother was saying how we've known each other a long time. That's certainly true. Getting older, 49 there, just the other day. Hard to believe. And my wife, Alma's with me. And her mum and dad, Jim and Lillian Purdy, brought her here during S.B. Cook's ministry before Tully Vallon started, when she was just a wee girl. She's not that tall even yet. But there you are. She told me not to say too much about any of that. Get you up and say what you have to say. So you better have to listen to my wife. Ephesians chapter 6, I want to begin at verse 10. And I was thinking about this, and in fact I was preaching just there the other day down in our Garva church morning and evening, and the Lord has impressed this upon my own heart. I have to tell you now, the Lord has been really impressing this on my own heart. And we need to be really doing business with God in prayer in these desperate days that we live in. And I was thinking of the disciples there in Mark 13. And Peter had made his big statement, "These will all forsake you, but I'll not." And then they go to Gethsemane. Judas is gone, there's 11. 8 are left at the entrance of Gethsemane. 3 are brought on further by the Lord. Peter, James, and John. And the Lord says, "Watch. Just to watch. You wait here and watch." He was going on to pray and he fell down. He was very sorrowful. He said his soul was nigh unto death. Comes back and they're sleeping. Instead of praying, instead of watching, they're sleeping. Many in the church today who should be praying, and they're sleeping. And you notice if you look in Mark 13, the Lord Jesus doesn't speak to all three. He says, "Peter, could you not watch 1 hour? Didn't mention James and John. Peter, see, just before Peter had said, "These will all forsake you and let you down, I'll not." We need to be careful about big, rash, bold statements and how great we think we are, because we're nothing in ourselves. And it's never more true when it comes to praying. Praying in the flesh avails nothing at all. We are absolutely nothing and powerless, and the devil will just be laughing at us and our efforts in the flesh. Meaningless and helpless and hopeless. And we are weak. And in fact, the knowledge of that should drive us to true prayer. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the armour of God. Putting on Christ. Putting on Christ. Because the armour, the six pieces of the armour, they all speak of Him. They all speak of Him. And so that sets the scene, I think, maybe in our minds for our desperate need of prayer. True prayer. First hand, finally. Or we could read, from now on. Would be another way we could put that word. From now on, finally, or from now on, my brethren, in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church, those of you who profess and love Jesus Christ, soldiers of the King. His soldiers aren't big, strong, and muscly. They don't need to be. You can be the old, most oldest, frailest person here and the greatest prayer warrior. Finally, from now on, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You're not strong in yourself. You can't stand in yourself. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on. And there's an urgency in those words. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, against the schemes of the devil. You see, it's a spiritual battle. It's not a physical battle. It's not about flesh and blood. That's not where the battle is. It's a spiritual battle. I hope you understand that. There are demonic forces, satanic forces, that want to destroy you, want to destroy your family, want to destroy your marriage, want to destroy this assembly, want to destroy and do harm to the work of God. That's the scheme and intention of the wicked one. We need to be aware of that. And that's why we need to come in great weakness, but put on the armor of God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, that we would stand against the wiles of the devil. We would not stand any other way. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, literally, because of this, because that's true, because there is such a fierce battle going on a spiritual realm to destroy you, your home, your family, every believer, the work of God, because of this, we're reminded again, take unto you the whole armor of God. You'll not stand any other way. We have no acceptance into the presence of God apart from Jesus Christ. We must put on Him. He's our only hope, our only mediator. And so as we come to pray, this is how we need to come. Putting on Christ, putting on the armor of God, that we might be able to withstand in the evil day. This is an evil day. If you had told me and Alma when we went to Kenya in 2010, that just 10, 11 years later, we would be in the situation we're in today in Northern Ireland, and they would be legally murdering babies, legally marrying men with men, women with women. Would you have believed that? I couldn't have believed that. The devil has come in. He has come in with his schemes. Has the church been sleeping? The Lord Jesus went and prayed again. He came back. They were sleeping again. Went and came back. They were sleeping a third time. They didn't have anything to say. They were just guilty and had nothing to say. And he says, sleep on now. Sadly, there are many congregations and it's like, sleep on now. I hope that won't be true to Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. That we'll wake up. That we'll do business with God in prayer. That we'll put on the armor of God and realize we're weak and feeble and frail in ourselves. We can do nothing. In me and in my flesh there dwells no good thing. If any man thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Thank God tonight we can put on the whole armor of God. We can put on Christ. Stand, verse 14, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. As I've said, all these six pieces of the armor, they all speak of Christ. He is the truth. He is the truth. Our loins are girt about with Him, with truth. He holds everything together. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, He is Jehovah, said Kenyu. He is the Lord, our righteousness. We have none of our own. We have absolutely no righteousness of our own. All our righteousnesses are filthy rags. Thank God, when we come to the throne of grace, we come clothed in the garment of salvation. We're clothed in the righteousness of God, and He looks on us and He sees the perfection of His Son and are accepted in Him, strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And He is the gospel. The gospel is all about Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, we would be living in hostility and rebellion against God. But here we are tonight, reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. There's now peace between us and God, because we're in Jesus Christ. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And of course, it's not faith that saves. There are people all over this world tonight, and they have faith in this and faith in that. It's the object of our faith. The object of our faith that saves. And the object of our faith is Jesus Christ alone. Faith alone in Jesus Christ. Taking the shield of faith, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, wherewith He shall be able to quench all. Take courage. You'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, or the wicked one. It can't be read. And take the helmet of salvation. Again, Christ is our salvation. Putting on Christ and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. Putting on Christ, coming to the throne of grace in Him. Strong in Him, mighty in the Lord. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Nothing in ourselves. Praying always. I was thinking about this, about breathing. Don't you always breathe? Were you breathing an hour ago? Well, you probably weren't thinking about it, but you were. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be here now. And as a believer, walking with Him, talking with Him, I don't know about you, but this is how I believe it should be. It's just the most natural thing to talk to the Lord. It's just like breathing. You wake up in the morning, you find yourself talking to Him. Driving along in the car, do you not find yourself talking to Him? Just talking to the Lord. It's the most natural thing. But I would explain it also like there has to be those times of real exertion in prayer. The effectual fervent prayer. And you really know you're breathing. Just like someone, if you want to grow and be strong and make progress, then there has to be that time of exertion as well. And be real. And really do business with God. Just like a runner. You all go out now and run flat out for half a mile. Flat out. You'll be very conscious that you're breathing. In fact, you'll be focusing very much on breathing. Gasping for breath. And so it is when we want to come then to the throne of grace and really supplicate the throne of grace. There'll be those times and you'll be just in sweet fellowship talking to the Lord, and you'll not even be conscious really so much of it. You will and you will. It's just like breathing. And there'll be other times when you'll really, really lay hold. Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me. I'm sure every one of you could apply this verse to yourself right now, and you'd want everybody else here, pray for me also. Pray for one another. Pray for all saints. Pray for each other. Pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds or in chains. This is Paul's plea with these people. Pray for me. that I'll not apologize for the truth, but I'll open my mouth boldly, that I will speak forth the truth as it is in Christ, for which I'm an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. May God help us, each one, to take prayer seriously, to realize that we're in a battle, to realize the devil wants to destroy us, our homes and our families. And we really need to put on the whole armor of God, to pray in the Spirit, to put on Christ, to come knowing that we're accepted in Him. I trust God will even just bless those few thoughts now to our hearts. And I'm just conscious of this clock up here, so we'll keep moving. We have a little video. Our brother has loaded it up. Ken has helped me out a lot.